P.S.
Longer letter later.
By
Paula Danziger and
Anne M. Martin. September 4th. Dear Tara Starr, it's 4:02 p.m. and I'm sitting in my room at the end of the first day of seventh grade, and I can't help what I'm going to say next. I am so mad at you. Why did you have to move away? I thought we were supposed to be best friends forever. If I didn't like you so much, I would have made you my ex-best friend forever by now. Okay, there. I just had to say that. I'm not really mad. You're still my best friend. I hate that you moved away, but I know it wasn't your fault. So, you want to know the highlights of the day? I get off the bus, I walk into Reston Middle School, and right away I notice that, 1, Mr. Chimanto, however you spell his name, grew a mustache and it looks nice. 2, Madame Simon got her hair all cut off and she looks like a boiled owl. 3, Jolie Hammond, in case you don't remember, may have gotten a nose job, no one can tell. Here, I sense that you would make some sort of nose-nose pun, but I'm not good at puns like you are, so you can fill in your own. Another highlight involves Karen Frank, barf queen of the water fountain. Remember how she is barfed in the water fountain on the first day of school every year? Well, she didn't let us down today. In fact, she let it all up. Again. And to make things even more interesting, she barfed right in front of about 15 girls who were all discussing Jolie's nose, and she almost started a chain reaction. You know what I don't understand? How can the Wheel of Fortune home game have 400 puzzles, but over 11 million categories? This does not make sense, but it's what I heard the announcer say when I was channel surfing last night. Emma and I are still not allowed to...